On this episode of AV Week, Google has tapped Harman to help them develop a new interface. Foxconn is set to buy Smart Technologies, and we debut the AV Selfie song. All that and more next on AV Week.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.
AV Week is brought to you by our fine group of underwriters, companies like FSR. This is AV Week, episode 248, recorded Friday, May 27th, 2016. Rethink AV.
Ready.
AV Week.
Performing scan.
AV Week.
Online.
This is AV Week. This is AV Week, the weekly wrap-up of audio, visual, news, and information. It has been one of those weeks. I'm just going to put that out there. So let's get this started before I screw anything else up. First and foremost, Kevin Iselli, buddy and pal and all-around good guy from Crestron Electronics. Hello, sir.
Hi, how are you? How's everybody doing?
Wonderful. Also with us is Miss Dawn Mead, marketing guru, goddess extraordinaire, works for Net AV, and oh yeah, she hosts one of our shows and helps me out quite a bit. How are you, ma'am?
Pretty good, thanks.
And also, last but not least, a new guy, so be nice to him. Chet Neal is from Soundstage. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. We're going to try to get on our buddy Phil Cordell, Hi-Fi, at the end of the show to demo, or I guess reveal or preview the AV Selfie song. We'll see if that works out. He's actually on a job site right now. You know, work, full-time jobs, all that wonderful stuff, so... first and foremost,
I had no idea he worked.
He does.
Oh,
jeez, Louise. All right, this article specifically is from Yahoo Finance, but yesterday sometime, a bunch of really smart folks said, "Hey, by the way, Foxconn's buying a company, Smart Technologies." I'm not saying the purchase of said company is smart. I'm giving you the name of the company, Smart Technologies. You know them, you love them from the wonderful interactive whiteboards. They've almost quite gotten to the point of Kleenex and Q-tips, where any sort of interactive board is called a smart board, but smart's the technology. Foxconn, you may remember them. They make your iPhones. And oh yeah, about a month or so ago, they finalized another deal to buy Sharp. So, Dawn, I'm going to start with you on this. What the heck is Foxconn doing?
Same thing they do every week, Pinky.
Trying to take over the world. All right.
It's one of those things. We go through these consolidation. We quick spin everything off separate again, consolidation. It seems to be a cycle I've noticed just since I've been in the industry. And man, if they're willing to get the money, good for Smart for taking it. Because, you know, I'd love for, I'm sure my boss would too, I'd love for someone to come in and buy our company outright for a whole bunch of money. We're not a manufacturer, but that'd be a sweet gig if you can get it.
Yeah.
Honestly, Foxconn is best known for making phones and things like that. And the way phones are taking over our lives with all the features, with all the bells and whistles, it kind of makes sense. I mean, none of this stuff, you know, you're not going to have like a miniature smart, but bringing all the technologies together under one house, you don't know what might be cooking up in their brain. So I think this is going to be one of those ones. Let's watch and see what happens, because we don't really know. Are they going to come up with something cool as a result of this? Or are they just buying stuff for the sake of buying stuff because it's a Friday? You know, Thursday. It should be interesting to watch. This one doesn't seem as intuitive as, say, Harman buying AMX or SVSI or you know, some of the within industry mergers. These external mergers are always kind of fun to watch. Well, I look forward to the show.
Well, that's why I was asking, and Kevin will bring you on this, because of what they're it seems like they're moving into. Foxconn is moving into, although it's not be any silliness here. Foxconn has a huge manufacturing facility in China. they are significant in all sorts of areas. Technology, obviously, is an overarching one. But, you know, they have long been known as the makers of the iPhone, the makers of the iPad. And now they're getting more facilities with the purchase of Sharp. They received a bunch of patents, a bunch of other information, a bunch of other facilities. And now they're picking up a company that has been known for interactiveness, right? So, Kevin, where do we think that Foxconn is going to land in, I guess, in AV in general?
Well, I mean, there's definitely a couple directions that would be very interesting to see them go down. You know, when you talk about wireless presentation and such, could they incorporate directly into their devices to have direct connections to, let's say, projectors or to that interactivity? Sure, why not? There's like Don was saying, maybe it's just they had a couple dollars laying over on a Friday and they wanted to pick it up. I don't know. It is definitely an interesting merger. But yeah, more power to them. But Don's right. It seems to be cyclic. We're in that acquisition stage. You get quite a number of period of time where you see the companies being acquired, and then all of a sudden it's a fire sale and people are getting rid of stuff. This one, like I said, definitely sparks a little interest to being, you know, Foxconn and what they do. Those two technologies are not that divergent, and as Don was saying, the addiction that we have to that screen technology, that's a good way to leverage into something else, whatever that something else might be. Not that I know, or do I?
Lord, stop that! All right, Chet, first swing at this. What do you think Foxconn's doing?
Well, it is intriguing because Foxconn builds other people's ideas, right? So,
and now they're buying other people's ideas.
You know, they're bringing, say, I got this cool widget, build it for me. Now they're bringing those ideas in-house. So that's could be interesting. I'm kind of like with Don, who knows what the implications are of that. It's not definitely not clear cut, but I don't know. I'd actually be nervous if I were smart, because to me they're coming in and they're leveraging something.
Well, and that's a good point, is whether or not, you know, Foxconn is buying them for the product line. Are they buying them for the customers? Are they simply buying them for the intellectual property, right? Are they buying them for the patents? And a little more to Kevin's point, you know, and Don's point, the interactiveness, right? These guys already have experience making tablets. Doesn't mean they can't make a Foxconn tablet or however they would market that. And then you throw in smarts, patents, and the smart technology of interactiveness. Sure, you know, a year down the road, you've suddenly got all sorts of interactive tablets on every desk, and you know, and then up at the front, you've got the other smart technology. So it'll be interesting. Let's go down the road of IT company and AV company and how these things are coming together. This is from avinteractive.com. Harman and Google announced a new audio partnership at Google I.O. This was kind of the second or third interesting thing to come out of Google I.O. One, the first one for the residential market is that they're going after Amazon Echo, the Alexa's product. This one was also even more interesting because it involves Harman. Not for nothing, Harman's a significant AV company. Harman and Google, their Google's advanced technology product groups, quote unquote, are working closely together on Project Soil. Soil uses radar to enable new types of touchless interaction, one where the human hand becomes a natural, intuitive interface for devices. This goes back to a show we did about 5 years ago in which my good friend George Tucker said that he is not a gesture. I'm sorry, we're working that way. That's where we're headed. Kevin, I'm not going to ask you about the technology, but more importantly, the fact that Google chose and is partnering with Harman now. What does that mean? I mean, what does that say, either for Harman or for Google, one of the two?
Well, actually, it's interesting you asked that question. It kind of, and we've had that discussion many times, it kind of shows what the AV industry has been trying to, if I could say, force feed down this industry's throat, that, you know, convergence has been a real thing and AV and IT have to merge because that is the future and that is the direction. There will be no AV industry. It's all just going to be technology. So, you know, the comment Yes. What do I think about it? It's about time, right, that you start seeing more of IT-based or IT-centric companies that are partnering, and because they see value in it. We see this all the time with Crestron, is that we get the IT guys coming in. We get technology companies coming in all the time. So it's not this is not unusual. It's good that it's actually being, let's say, publicized a little bit. Maybe it will cause a little bit of a wake up.
Well, and you guys have had partnerships with Microsoft as well, and some other ones as well. But Microsoft is the first one that pops in my head. I mean, that it's not like the first time an IT company has partnered with an AV company.
Yeah, we've partnered. We're a gold OEM with Microsoft. We have partnerships with Cisco and various others. But yeah, it's not, like I said, this. Whenever I see something like that, it's kind of like, yay, just another one. But a lot of people will look at it as like, oh my gosh, really? Yeah, this isn't new stuff. I mean, I sent you that picture.
Yes.
Our booth banner in 2001 was Converge.
Was it three?
Okay, yeah. It was 2003, yeah. And 2013, that was the buzzword at Infocom, but 10 years late to a party was great.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Chet, you get the swing with this. What do you think? What does this mean for either Harman or Google?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't too impressed by this one. It's kind of the touch. I was actually really interested and intrigued by the touch technology behind it more than what Harman could bring to it. It seems like a lot of companies partner up and leverage, Bose or Harman to lead credence to the audio quality of their devices, and which I think is valid. I think there's a certain amount of validity to that, but I was actually reading that article going, I'd rather gesture or something than talk to it. So it's kind of a...
Well, and here's the thing with that, right? So, and I'm going to get in trouble. I'll admit that right ahead. Chet and my buddy George and some other folks are of a certain generation. How about that? A certain age. I absolutely see where you're coming from. No, seriously. And I'm not going to go so far as to say that these people are Luddites. They're not. They're obviously and in the AV industry, they get the technology. But I think what some of it is you're growing up, right? And it's the technology that you're comfortable with while you're growing up. The kids today, and I call them kids, the not even the millennials I'm talking about, we're talking about Gen Z and the ones beyond that, they're growing up in an environment, and they're growing up in a society where talking to, Alexis, talking to Amazon Echo without touching it, right, is normal. Growing up with a touch interface is normal, using your hands and gestures. The Microsoft Xbox One with their Kinect, all these things are things that they're growing up with. So it may not be our generation, it may not be the Gen Xers and the baby boomers that see this even come to fruition, because we may not be comfortable with it. But the ones coming up behind us may very well be.
You know? Fad.
Oh, fad, whatever.
Fad. Seriously. I mean, think about what happened with Jester, right? Same. It's the same thing, okay. Right? The next thing you're going to have is the contact lenses that take pictures. Oh, wait, they have that. And then it's going to be the little chip in the brain that all you have to do is think and stuff happens. I mean, a new way of doing a gesture, whether it be through audio, whether it be through video, okay. If you're comfortable with it, fine. But at the same time, it's always going to be replaced by something else.
Okay.
It's going to be that we just need tubes and then just to sit back and watch and be fed by tubes. That's...
All right, Don.
Actually, Kevin, the chip in the brain to make things happen kind of already exists. If you look at some of the advanced work in prosthetics and the robotic prosthetics for people that have had injuries or were born that way. So
I heard a very interesting commercial last week when I was in California. There's a medical facility that's working on implanting chips into the body to actually diagnose and cure your diseases before they happened. Great.
What?
Yes, that was a radio commercial. I was like, okay, this has got to be a joke. And no, they've been running this commercial for a while. It's real.
Yeah. How does it do that?
Harry Potter.
The things that it can do are phenomenal, actually. I could go off on a whole other tangent on that. But,
nanobots.
I'd like to talk about this story. So,
yes, please.
And I kind of like this story. I agree with Kevin that, hey, thanks for joining us. Convergence happened 10 years ago. If you haven't caught that yet, you've missed the boat. But even beyond that, it's cool when, to my view, when an established IT behemoth comes to an established AV company and says, we want to work with you, we want your technology or your people. Because I think it shows growth and maturity of our industry. You know, our industry, as long as I've been in it, is kind of, and even way before I was in it, has kind of been a Wild West. Or are they really an industry? Do they exist? AV's a thing. You know, I don't know how long when I started my career, people said, AV's a thing. You can do that. That's a career. And I think the recognition of a major IT company to pick an established AV company sort of reflects, no, they really are a thing. They really know their stuff, and we're going to use them. Above and beyond, you know, other IT companies might just be like, oh, we need some monitors. Let's develop some monitors, or let's hire, you know. I mean, how long has it been since an established AV name really, you know, Microsoft is coming to Infocom now, and that was another big step in, once they showed up, in recognizing our industry. But I just think any time we get this kind of crossover with the major players in IT, it's only for the good for those that are in the industry, because it shows convergence is behind us. It shows we're an established and for real thing. And then when they eventually fold completely and there's not a separate AV and a separate IT, as there still kind of is, they'll recognize our skill sets and we will have jobs. I went to I can't remember whether it was an Almo show or a Simcoe show, one of the little rep shows recently in our area here, was talking with someone that was talking about the cybersecurity and IT security and how it relates to AV. And he said to my husband and I, he said, guys, like our career, our industry is going away. If you don't have contingency plans to shift more into IT, to develop and evolve with it, you're not going to have a job. So how can I encourage young people to join the industry when it's going away? And my answer is pointing to stories like this, pointing to stories like Microsoft coming to Infocom and saying, we will be around, we will be an industry. We just need to rethink how we're going to be in it. It's not going to be the way we were 20 years ago or 40 years ago. So I think it's a sign of growth and maturity for our industry.
Absolutely. I think one of the best, one of the things that I always do in my classes is, you know, I take a poll and ask people to submit their you know, degree information in the you know, realms of integration. Where did you go to college for this? And of course, we know that not to exist. And then I follow that up with a very interesting statement. It seems like this industry is still reluctant, in some cases, scared or afraid of IT. But the fun part about that is there's an entire education backbone for that. There is absolute every avenue of education that can teach you the IV industry. Heck, you can watch any infomercial, and they'll teach you how to be an IT professional in your spare time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's interesting that I still see a lot of reluctance to join that mentality, even though there is in place the vehicle to get you there, where we didn't have that vehicle. So it's like, here's a skill set that we have a pathway to learn, and why we are apprehensive of going down that road is the part that I keep scratching my head and saying, here's the future, here's the path we need to take, here is a path laid out for us, why can't we get on it?
Because change is scary, that's why. I'm serious.
Oh, change is beautiful.
It's beautiful and scary all at the same time. All right, here, the next story here, and I'm going to kind of gloss over the particulars of the story, mainly because I'm not quite sure what to make of it. It's at Lona had a press briefing, apparently this week in San Jose, where they demonstrated their OmniStream AV over IP product family. It's interesting the fact that this is the third iteration or the third version of an IP or an AV over IP for Atlona. They had one. It didn't quite work out. They went to HDBaseT about a year ago, actually, was their first significant, and now they're doing this one. What I want to start, though, and Don, I'm going to start with you on this. What does this say that either about Atlona or about Infocom, the show, that they were doing this 2 weeks out from the show?
Necessarily says anything bad about the show. Contrarily, from a marketing perspective, I think it's kind of genius, because we've had to wait every year for the big reveal at the big show, And then for those of us that are integrators or consultants or end users or what have you that come to the show, it's like, there's so much new stuff. What do I get to see? Where do I go? What do you mean so-and-so has a new thing? I didn't hear that. I have to get over there. When am I going to have time to get over there? By releasing it in advance, they're saying, now look, show's coming. We're 2 weeks out. We've got this cool thing. Here's how it works. We think you should come and see it. And giving us the warning that, hey, when you're scheduling every last millisecond of your InfoComm trip, make sure you put time in to come to Atlona to see our IP over AV or AV over IP thing, this Omni, I'm sorry, I lost the name of
Omni
it here.
Omnistream.
Omnistream, thank you. That you come see our Omnistream because it's going to be killer. And so just by giving it, it's something just the other day, Tim joined us on AV Social and we talked about before you go to the show, get on social media and hype your product, hype your company, hype your appearances. This is hype. This is perfect hype.
Okay.
They're getting out there, they're putting word out that, hey, when you come to InfoComm, make sure you come see Omnistream because it's going to be a killer. Make time for it. We know you're busy. But, and it's something that I haven't seen a lot of manufacturers do. We get the occasional tease, come see us, we got something cool. But they don't tell us if it's going to be worth our time. And in this case, people that are looking for AV over IP, they're going to make time to come and see this. And like we said last article, if you're not looking for AV over IP, well, you need to catch up. But I think it's great.
All right, Chet, what do you think about, what does it say about either, you know, what it, Don makes some good points about trying to grab some attention before the show. Is that valid there?
We have, I think it is valid, and we have a real good relationship with Atlona, actually, as an integrator. We have a good relationship with Joel Carroll, and he's been in here in our office several times and pulled me aside and did the wink about 2 weeks ago going, we have something coming. Can I make an appointment now? And so I was actually surprised that I was actually a little surprised he let it out of the bag so early. I thought you were going to keep it a little more under wraps or a little more mystique to it. But I read the article through and there was like full up specs on its latency and 4K and what 4K at that, which is interesting. So I think it's expected. Honestly, I think HD-based T is a means to an end. I think it's a means to get to the IP. Everything being over IP is where we're heading, and I'm excited for it. I'd be curious to see how it actually works with networks and practical use, because we have a lot of applications for this, and some other varieties, versions of it. Yes, it's video over IP, but it's still its own network. You're not sharing. You can't put this on a client switch. So it'd be interesting to see what the full implications of their technology. But I just want a wall plate. That's all I want.
It's just a wall plate.
we'll get you a wall plate. Kevin can get you a wall plate.
Yes. Kevin, I'm not going to ask you to comment on the technology because, first of all, none of us have seen it, right? But there are manufacturers right now who aren't even telling their own people what they have coming at InfoComm, right? They won't tell them until Tuesday night, the day, you know, 8 hours before the show opens, what's coming, because they're afraid of leaks, right? They're afraid of things coming out. Here's a company who kind of flies in the face of that idea, right? Again, to Don's point, grab some attention, right? Grab some stuff beforehand and grab on. Is from either your personal opinion of being in the industry for X amount of years or even from the manufacturer, which side makes the most sense?
Well, that's a great question. Which side makes the most sense would be, it's kind of a non-predictive. Where do you think that your, let's say, showstopper is going to lead the industry? Now, I would agree, you know, in some cases, to let a little information go. There's nothing wrong with that. But I have a snippet of what happens if your information or what you think is land-breaking information, how it could actually be resolved on the, let's say, the show days. You could wind up in a situation where you're not.
Was that your dun dun dun?
You're not gonna have that showstopper. I mean, like Chet said, AV over IP. I read the article several times. I was trying to, I will be straight up. I was trying to figure out what exactly it is because it was very unclear. AV over IP, as Chet said, might be a means to end of HD-based T, but that's not, that is not what it is. When you look at HD-based T, which of course I was very fortunate to do the Infocom AV transport methods talking about HDMI and HD-based T. HD-based T is a singular brilliant technology that allows to get you incredible data rates through the topology that people think of as IP. HD-based T is not IP, right? It does, because it uses the same PAM technology, but it's not packet-based. The moment, which is where the potential danger in this is, the moment you are in packet technology, and as Chet also said, it's got to be dedicated, that automatically, if you will, puts us back into that realm of this industry must evolve and get into the IT community, because as I went across the country back in December of last year and the first couple of months of this year, streaming technology, which is a very, very effective way to do, you know, get these applications taken care of, is woefully understood in this industry, to the point of a lot of manufacturers, not going to name any names, but they don't rhyme with Cestron, are not giving you actually the information you need to know to succeed, and what how this impacts networks. We keep seeing over and over again this technology basically saying, oh, yeah, you just plug it into the network and off you go. And it's not that at all. You have to have a completely different skill set to make it successful. Otherwise, it will make this industry look like we do not know how to handle this technology. And I think it's to our detriment. We have to help, and we have to educate, and we have to understand this road that we're going down. Is IT, or even is the network, the future? No, it's the current, and it is building the future. But to, let's just say, to bring out technologies like this, and how do I position that as to come to my booth before, I can see both sides. I sometimes like the secretive part of it, because when it is a little bit secretive, and you, all of a sudden you go, oh my gosh, that's what they're doing, and it's like, oh my gosh, it kind of makes it worth it. And then in some case, when you, even in the article, they say 40 or 50 companies are going to be showing the same thing. Well, you already let the cat out of the bag that you're not the only one doing it. And you also have kind of deflated that 2 week before, you know, release to try to excite people to come and see you. What we do is we build this massive town and hope everybody shows up.
And most people do.
We get a few that swing
you
by.
A couple, yeah. You get at least two or three. You know,
yes.
I mean, you know, most of them are Crestron employees. But...
Yeah. What? She's muted.
Oh, yes, Dawn.
But plus, you throw a hell of a party, which helps.
Yes,
I've heard.
So, who's going to be at your party this year?
You'll have to get tickets.
All right.
Come on, hush, hush.
All right. Real quickly. Real quickly. Before I let everybody go, that was going to be our last story because we have our good friend Mr. Phil Cordell on the line. As long as his mobile network holds up, how are you, sir?
Great, man. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you for joining us from live from the job site. I appreciate it.
Glad to be here. I just caught the tail end of dropping some hot AV knowledge, so I'm sure that's what's been taking place up to this point nonstop.
Up until this point, yes. That's why I have smart people on, and I'm just the pretty face.
I don't have a mic I can drop. That's the bad part.
You don't drop the mic. That's the problem. You don't drop the mic.
SM58s are made to be dropped.
Oh, whatever. All right. So, first of all, if you're not familiar with Phil Cordero or Hi-Fi, he does some really great songs. Parody songs, typically, where he'll take a song that you know and love, and makes AV songs out of it, right? Whether he's talking about video conferencing, or he's talking about the dangers and the wonders of pulling cable, or what have you. For the third year now, oh good lord, this is the third year. We have done something called the AV selfie. It's a hashtag. You take pictures leading up to Infocom, during Infocom, and Thursday night, our wonderful team of editors, you know, takes everything and puts them all those wonderful pictures together, and we make a video that we're gonna debut at our booth, and is a Nancy 2821. Phil is the soundtrack of said video. So before we play this, and I'm hoping this works, Phil, give us a kind of a backstory on the song choice this year and kind of where you were going.
Sure. You know, and then just for clarification, a lot of the AV-centric music I do, all original, not parody, just straight up.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's okay. And AV Selfie is actually the only parody music that I do, and it's been successful thanks to you guys and thanks to the engagement from the community. So last year, I feel like, was like 2015 was a great year for pop music, and I felt like Happy and Uptown Funk were just beautiful, ubiquitous anthems that everybody knew and loved. This year was a little bit tougher for pop music, I think. And so what I did is I brought some of the old to accompany the new. And as opposed to it being one, you know, super fluid, you know, mixed jam, this year it's a little more of three kind of vignettes that I hope provides a little something for everyone. So that's what I'll say.
It's AV selfie time. And AV Nation Army now has got my back. We're going to InfoCom to see all of the tech our industry's got next. And when we see newsworthy leads around, we're gonna serve them to you. Cause that is what you want to hear. Take photos on your. You should take. Yeah. You should take photos on your cell phone and post to social media. Photos on your cell phone. Post to social media. And hashtag AV Selfie Seat. That can only mean one thing. Hashtag AV Selfie Seat. That can only mean one thing. InfoCom is in the city. You are meeting up with old and new friends now. Got a lot of gear we're gonna check out. We're playing with the latest, greatest tech now. InfoCom is in the city. You started hearing best and learning about more. Gaining AV insights like you asked for. AV selfie folks you've never seen before. You should take photos on your cell phone and post to social media. Photos on your cell phone. Post to social media. And hashtag AV selfie seat. That can only mean one thing. Hashtag AV Selfie Seat. That can only mean one thing. AV Nation's in the city, you.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to take part in this thing called InfoCom. With AVNation.tv and me, I'm your host, Hi-Fi, the AV Pro, bringing you hashtag AV Selfie for 2016. If you really like the world you're living in, take a look around you and make some new friends. You see a lot of AV and hear friendly words. Pick up your phone, snap an AV selfie. That's all I heard. Are we gonna learn technology and paint the town? Oh no, let's go! AV selfie, let's get nuts. Let's all have a blast at InfoCom. AV Nation, AV Pro, that's what's up! Let's go! AV selfie!
AV selfie! Thank you, guys. Thank you so much, sir. And thanks for joining us.
Hey, great to see you guys. Keep dropping that hot knowledge, and I will see you on the interwebs.
In a week and a half, actually. We'll see you in person. So.
Ooh, I like that, too.
Yeah. How do people find you, Phil, if they want to?
Check me out on YouTube. Check out some of those videos at youtube.com/highfidelity, HIPHIDELITY. Find me on Twitter at @_AV_pro. And you can find some of my podcasts right here on avnation.tv.
That's Phil. I like him. That's cool. So, all right, guys. Go ahead, Don.
I don't know if anyone ever told you this. Oh, Phil went away. I was going to say the very first year when he did the hashtag AV selfie song based on the hashtag selfie song, one of the red shirt women from Infocom, her cousin is a member of the group that did the selfie song.
Really?
They told him about it and he thought it was hilarious. So
awesome.
So if we can let Phil know that, you know, he at least made one of the members of the original band laugh because, cousin told him all about it.
Yeah, and that was the Chainsmokers, I think, is the name of the band. So, all right, very good. All right, let's say goodbye to you guys. Let you have a nice long weekend for those in the U.S. We get to celebrate Memorial Day this weekend. So, Mr. Iselli, how do people find you?
You don't. Okay. I'm hiding. No.
Okay. How do people find your company, Crestron?
Make Crestron.com, happy. Of course. You can hit me on the Twitter at CrestronKevin. I did change it. If you hadn't
really.
Noticed. Yeah.
So I can go steal Control Freak.
You no, well, no, you can't.
You still have
that's
it?
A different one. Yeah, I think so.
Dang it.
But I appreciate it. It's always good to see everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you know your booth, or am I going to put you on the spot? Like, where you're in?
I haven't been home long enough to know.
You're in the central hall. I know that much.
Yeah, I think so. I can get it for you.
All right. We'll let Chet say. Chet, how do people find you or Soundstage?
All right, well, we're at on the web at soundstageinc.com, and then @soundstg_Chet, CTT, and then I'm also on LinkedIn.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. Also, okay. Miss Dawn, thank you. I've seen Dawn an awful lot this week. We did a really good podcast with Kelly Perkins and Kelsey from Infocom this week. So whether she has a brand new AV social up, go check that out. But how do people find you?
Well, as Tim said, find me on AV Nation. Look for the AV social videos. We do have a brand new one up and some new things hopefully coming out the week of or right after Infocom. NetAV is my company. NET-AV.com. And you can find me on the Twitter and the LinkedIn and the everything else. If I'm not under Dawn Mead, you'll find me at AV Dawn.
Yep, absolutely. Kevin, did you find your booth yet?
This is embarrassing. No, right. We got banners all over, but I don't see the booth.
Don't worry about it. My name is Tim Albright. Don't follow me, though, because at this point, I'm still crying about the Blues losing to the Sharks and missing the finals. Yes, go Pens.
Hey, but you did well.
We did okay.
You went two rounds farther than I thought you were going to go.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. But go by the website, if you would, please, avnation.tv, avnation.tv. You'll find this program and Dawn's and a host of others. We've recently started a residential show that looks at residential AV. So that's where we'll cover stuff like Google Home and Alexa and companies like Clair Controls. We'll talk about Crestron and some others that are involved in home, but that's where we'll do a lot of talking about Sharp and things of that nature.
I got it. I got it.
You got it?
Yep, 1811.
Which hall?
I'm assuming Central. Why did you do that to me?
Because there's two halls. There's two halls in Vegas.
We're in the good one. I don't know.
You're in C.
I know it's 1-8.
You're in C.
One.
Trust me.
Okay, thank you.
And then you can come by after you see Kevin's city. You can see our little tent at N as in Nancy 2821. I will say this. This is the third year we've had a booth. And evolution is a good word for our booth this year. Dawn's husband, Harry, and Matt Scott have done an awful lot of good work, as well as some really cool companies that are helping us out. Oh, my goodness. So come by that and just you can get a suntan off of our booth. Not quite as much as Kevin's, but it's comparable. Let me just put it that way. So, cool stuff. Go by the website. You'll find out where we're doing shows. We'll do this show on Friday of Infocom between 2 and 4. I do want to tease one thing that I'm really, really proud of that we got to accomplish this week. at 3:15, we got Dave Lebuskis and Mike Blackman to sit down with me during AV week. So that that's going to be cool, right? Both of them are really great guys. Obviously, Dave is the head of Infocom, and Mike is runs ISE, Integrated Systems Europe. So, but Don will be on, Kevin will be on, a bunch of folks will be on. We're doing an EdTech live from Infocom. We're doing a residential, our Resi Week live from Infocom. We're going to do a daily wrap-up show with Matt Scott every day at 1 o'clock local time. So 3 o'clock, 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock Eastern time. So it's kind of a daily wrap-up that we kind of did. It started that at ISC. So, but all that stuff is avnation.tv. Avnation.tv. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for watching. This has been AV Week.